Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 27 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede. How Egbert, a holy man of the English nation, led a monastic life in Ireland. The year of our Lord, 664. In the same year of our Lord, 664, there happened an eclipse of the sun, on the third day of May, about the 10th hour of the day. In the same year, a sudden pestilence depopulated first the southern parts of Britain, and afterwards, attacking the province of the Northumbrians, ravaged the country far and near, and destroyed a great multitude of men. By this plague the aforesaid priest of the Lord, Tuda, was carried off, and was honourably buried in the monastery, called Paignalach. Moreover, this plague prevailed no less disastrously in the island of Ireland. Many of the nobility and the lower ranks of the English nation were there at that time, who, in the days of the Bishop Finan and Colman, forsaking their native island, retired thither, either for the sake of sacred studies or for the more aesthetic life, and some of them presently devoted themselves faithfully to a monastic life. Others chose rather to apply themselves to study, going about from one master's cell to another. The Scots willingly received them all, and took care to supply them with daily food without cost, as also to furnish them with books for their studies, and teaching free of charge. Among these were Ethelholm and Egbert, two youths of great capacity of the English nobility, the former of whom was the brother of Ethelwine, a man no less beloved by God, who also at a later time went over into Ireland to study, and having been well instructed, returned into his home country, and being made bishop in the province of Lindsay, long and nobly governed the church, these two being in the monastery which, in the language of the Scots, is called Rathmelsig, and having lost all their companions, who were either cut off by the plague or dispersed into other places, were both seized by the same sickness, and grievously afflicted. Of these, Egbert, as I was informed by a priest venerable for his age and of great veracity, who declared he had heard the story from his own lips, concluding that he was at the point of death, went out of the chamber, where the sick lay, in the morning, and sitting alone in a fitting place, began seriously to reflect upon his past actions, and being full of compunction at the remembrance of his sins, bedewed his face with tears, and prayed fervently to God that he might not die yet, before he could forthwith more fully make amends for all the careless offences which he had committed in his boyhood and infancy, or might further exercise himself in good works. He also made a vow that he would spend all his life abroad, and never return into the island of Britain, where he was born. That besides singing the psalms at the canonical hours, he would, unless prevented by bodily infirmity, repeat the whole psalter daily to the praise of God, and that he would every week fast one whole day and night. Returning home after his tears and prayers and vows, he found his companion asleep, and going to bed himself, he began to compose himself to rest. When he had lain quite a while, his comrade awaking, looked on him and said, "Alas, Brother Egbert, what have you done? I was in hopes that we should have entered together into life everlasting, but now that your prayer is granted," for he had learned in a vision what the other had requested, and that he had obtained his request. In brief, Ethelhun died the next night, but Egbert, throwing off his sickness, recovered and lived a long time after to grace the episcopal office, which he received by deeds worthy of it, and blessed with many virtues according to his desire, lately in the year of our Lord, 729, being 90 years of age, he departed to the heavenly kingdom. He passed his life in great perfection of humility, gentleness, continence, simplicity, and justice. Thus he was a great benefactor, both to his own people and to those nations of the Scots and Picts, among whom he lived in exile, by the example of his life in earnestness in teaching, his authority in reproving, and his piety in giving away of those things which he received from the rich. He also added this to those vows which he had mentioned. During Lent he would eat but one meal a day, allowing himself nothing but bread and thin milk, and even that by measure. The milk, new the day before, he kept in a vessel, and skimming off the cream in the morning, drank the rest, as had been said, with a little bread. Which sort of abstinence he likewise always observed 40 days before the Nativity of our Lord, and as many after the solemnity of Pentecost, that is, the 50 days festival. End of chapter 27 of book 3 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede.